Zoe Life Foundation, Austin Sparks edited Lifeman D, The Way of Faith by the Spirit Part 15, The Resurrection in Relation to Daily Life. And he called the name of the second, Ephraim, because he said, God made me fruitful in the land of my affliction. Thus the 7 years of abundance in the land of Egypt were completed. And the 7 years of famine began to come, as Joseph had said, and there was famine in all countries, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. When famine was felt throughout the land of Egypt, the people cried out to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said to all the Egyptians, go to Joseph, and do as he tells you. And hunger was all over the country. Then Joseph opened every barn where it was, and sold it to the Egyptians, because hunger had grown in the land of Egypt. And from all the land they came to Egypt to buy from Joseph, because famine had grown throughout the land. Genesis 41, 52-57. Let's review the resurrection in the life of Joseph. The 7 days is the life of us that we can have abundance of bread. If we take the cross which produces resurrection, through her second son in connection with the Passover of the people of Israel to leave Egypt a prototype of the cross in daily life. You will keep the month of Abib, and you will make Passover to Jehovah your God, for in the month of Abib Jehovah your God brought you out of Egypt at night. And you shall sacrifice the Passover to Jehovah your God, of the sheep and the cows, in the place that Jehovah will choose so that his name may dwell there. You shall not eat leavened bread with it. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread with it, bread of affliction. Because you hurried out of the land of Egypt, so that all the days of your life you remember the day you left the land of Egypt. And yeast will not be seen with you in all your territory for 7 days, and of the meat that you will kill in the afternoon of the first day, will not remain until morning. The place that Jehovah your God will choose for his name to dwell there, you will sacrifice the Passover in the evening at sunset, at the time you left Egypt. And you shall roast it and eat in the place that Jehovah your God has chosen, and in the morning you will return to your room. 6 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day there shall be a solemn feast to Jehovah your God, you will not work on it. 7 weeks you will count, from the moment I start to put the sickle in the fields you will start to count 7 weeks. And you shall make the solemn feast of weeks to Jehovah your God, what you give out of the voluntary abundance of your hand, according to Jehovah your God would have blessed you. And you will rejoice before Jehovah your God, you, your son, your daughter, your servant, in the place that Jehovah your God has chosen to put his name there. And remember that you were a servant in Egypt. The solemn feast of tabernacles you will do for 7 days, when you have made the harvest of your era and your winepress. And you, your son, your daughter, your servant, all who are close to you will rejoice. 7 days you shall celebrate a solemn feast to Jehovah your God in the place that Jehovah will choose, for Jehovah your God will have blessed you in all your fruits, and in all the work of your hands, and you will be truly glad. 3 times each year every male of yours will appear before Jehovah your God in the place he chooses, at the solemn feast of unleavened bread, and at the solemn feast of weeks, and at the solemn feast of tabernacles. And no one will appear before Jehovah empty-handed, each with the offering of his hand, according to the blessing that Jehovah your God has given you. And Israel said to Joseph, behold, I am dying, but God will be with you, and will make you return to the land of your parents. Paul manifests, brothers, for the glory that I have in our Lord Jesus Christ, that I die every day. We see the relevance.